here we go. We're up to the Mogen Avram. As we continue into the Poskim and the Halachic authorities, this is arguably one of the biggest and has the biggest influence. No, we're good. Has the biggest influence in daily life. Why? Because he's on Orach Chaim. The Chilek of Shulchan Aruch on Orach Chaim. I meant to bring a Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so, Orach Chaim, yeah, please. Any Chilek. Actually, the first one, Orach Chaim Aleph. So what was his name? His name was Avram. Very good. Abeli. Like Abele. Avram Abba. Avram Abeli Gumbiner. Why? Avram Abeli Gumbiner, that was his name. Why? Because, thank you so much. He was born in the city of Gumbin, in Poland. And Avram Abeli, he was a Levi. He didn't really have a surname, but he definitely went by something along the lines of Segel. Avram Abeli Gumbiner Segel. Yeah. And he was born in Shin Tzadi Zayin. 1240. His name was Avram Abeli Gumbiner, born in the 1637. Close. 1637. You missed. He was born in the year 1637 in the city of Gumbin. That's why he was called Avram Abeli Gumbiner. Okay, great. Now, who did he learn by? He learned by a Rabbi Yitzchak Chayes. There was a whole big Chayes family. No, not related. Yes, related, but not the Meretz Chayes that you know of. And the Chayes family is a very, very large family. Chajes, some of them, the descendants with a J. They're all related, all the Chayeses. Now, what was he most known for? He was the Rav in Kalish. He was the Rav in Kalish, and he was a Malamed Tinoikis. Now, the story of the following, the Magen Avraham. He was a Cheder Rebbe. Give some pride to the Cheder Rabbanim, the Cheder Rebbeim. He was a Cheder Rebbe. So now, the following story is told over many, many times in many, many places. There, I just recently heard about a naysayer, but all good stories have a naysayer. It's part of being a good story. So, that he was a young Cheder Rebbe, and how was he exposed to be the Magen Avraham that we know of? Anyone know the story? A certain Gadol came to town. I did. So I said we're going to get back into it when we mentioned that other Gadol. We're going to get back to it by this one. Who was it? The Shach. The Shach was definitely well known. Rav Shapsi HaKoyim, Rappaport, and he comes to the town of Kalish. Either, again, this is where it already gets very slippery, because either Magen Avraham to his town, the Shach came to his town. Once we start changing details, yeah, it's a slippery slope. But the story goes as follows, that the Shach was responsible for discovering and exposing the Magen Avraham. How so? Because the Shach came to give a shir klali, and Shach comes to town. What do Gedolim do? They say a shir klali. So next time, right? Russia Weiss came to town. He gave a shir klali. And the Shach came to town. And he gave a shir klali. And classic Gedolim fashion, he goes and he shares his issues with certain sugyas that he has no resolution to. Great. The Magen Avraham either sends a Talmud to go answer him or was in the crowd and says, "What do you mean?" And pipes up the second grade Rebbe. And he says, "I could think of an answer." And he offers an answer. And the Shach shoots back. And the second grade Rebbe says, "Really?" And they have a give and take. So if you saw, you pick the Gadol. I'm not going to take a... Your Gadol of choice comes to town, and your kids will take a pre-1A Rebbe. Is going tit for tat with the Gadol Adar. He's got something there. So that was it. His cover was blown shortly after he became a member on the Beis Din of Kalish, and then he was the Rav in Kalish. Okay, excellent. What did he write? He wrote a pirush on Yalkut Shemoini called Zayis Ranan. Okay, that's the Magen Avraham. The Zayis Ranan on Yalkut Shemoini was written by the Magen Avraham. Okay. What else? He also wrote There's one more. There's another one. Another obscure one. Let's see. Oh, they have it over here. Give me a second. What else did he write? He also wrote Shemen Sasson. Shemois Anoshim Anoshim. A Pirish Ante Sefta. Okay. And a Kina for a Tisha B'Av. But what's his most famous work that we know of? The Magen Avraham. And what did he name it? No way. He named it Ner Yisrael. So where does the word Ner Yisrael come from? So the Chidah, this is it again, Shema Gedolim. This is it. This is the one with both of them inside. Svarim and Gedolim, both. So the Chidah, you have to look by Ner Yisrael. You have to know that it was called Ner Yisrael. The Chidah goes and tells you, why did the Magen Avraham call his Sefer Ner Yisrael? He tells you, Kacha Maharav Magen Avraham Shakara Shem Sifroi Rabin Rashi Tavis Rabin Utan Rashi Tavis Yisrael Ner Yisrael was Ner Yofe Shel Rabbi Avram Levi. Yeah. Ner Reb. No, doesn't work.
Yeah, it's out of order.
It's out of order. Ner Yofe Shel Rabbi Avram Levi. So who clues us in? His son. His son was Chaim Gumbiner, I'm assuming. He wasn't really from Gumbin. Maybe he was Chaim Kalisher. Yeah, because he was probably born in Kalish, where the Magen Avraham was a Rav. And he goes and he writes in his Akdama to the Magen Avraham. His son wrote the Akdama, because most of it was printed after he passed away. After he passed away. The Magen Avraham was printed after he passed away. So put that on your list of after passing away Svarim that they were written after he passed away. So then his son goes and writes, my father actually named it Ner Yisrael, but it was switched. Who had the gall to switch the name of the very Mechaber's own title? It was the printer. Yeah, it always gets good. The printer actually changed his name. Why? Because the printer had something going on. He wanted to name the first printing of Orach Chaim that was actually printed with Piyushim on the side was called Megine Eretz. There's a few of these. And each chelek of Shulchan Aruch, they were called something else. Yeah, Api Ravrevi was Yerdea. Api Ravrevi. Yeah, check it out. Your Orach Chaim, daily life, daily living, was actually called Megine Eretz. Because these are the ones who are protecting the land, the protectors. Tamid HaChachamim Ma'arim Shalom Ba'olam. The Chacham Sofer actually says, why are they Ma'arim Shalom? Because there's a certain amount of wars that are supposed to happen. And when you have a Melchamta Shel Torah, you detract. That's what Chacham Sofer says. Take it or leave it. It's not me. Probably in drushes, if I had to guess. But the Chassam Sofer writes that they're Ma'arvim Shalom. So, Megine Eretz, the protectors of the land. Who was on the side of the Shulchan Aruch? The Taz and the Magen Avraham. Magen David, Magen Avraham. The problem is the Taz called the Sefer Turei Zav, and the Magen Avraham called the Sefer Ner Yisrael. So that's why, if you ever wondered, I always wondered why, a bar mitzvah invitation, it says, Yehuda Hillel, Neiro Yair, right? Nun Yud. And in the Magen Avraham, it always says, Magen Avraham, Neiro Yair. That's where they got it, the invitations. The Nun Yud. Right, it's ridiculous. The Nun Yud in every single Shulchan Aruch that you will find. Every single one, when it says Magen Avraham, it says Nun Yud. Do you know why?
No,
Ner Yisrael. Because that was actual, the printer didn't have so much gall to just make no zecher of the actual name that it was written. It was called Ner Yisrael, and he writes, I wanted two muggings. So he took the Turei Zav and turned it into Magen David, and took the Ner Yisrael, turned it into Magen Avraham, Magen, Magine Eretz, great. And it fits. Yeah, it was actually, this is a fascinating point. When the Pirush HaGra, the Bir HaGra on Shulchan Aruch came out, because whether you like it or not, the people who really had a big part in history were the printers. Because whoever gets on the page, and there were big gedolim who were fabulously wealthy, who bought their way on, and were zoicha, and were worthy anyway, but paid their way on. Here, make a new printing, put me on the bottom. And the Teres Akanim, he was actually, Teres Akanim's name was the Fishoff, actually. He was fabulously wealthy, and he paid for a new printing, and there was an Ateris Akanim on it. And that's fine. He was a good, he was tremendously knowledgeable. But the way he got on, you had to get on. So this printer did it. So actually what I was telling you was, when the Bir Hagra came out, you know what they did in Vilna? They printed a Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Bir Hagra, end of Sefer. They got so much flack, so much flack. The goal you have to just dismiss the Taz, dismiss the Magen Avraham, who do you think you are? But to a sense, that's what happened in history, somewhat, in the past, right? The first, one of the first Mefarshim, which is really, it's really a part of history, one of the first Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, was the Oilas Tamid, who also wrote the Oilas Shabbos. Now, do any of you know who the Oilas Shabbos or the Oilas Tamid was? Nobody knows about him. Who really did away with him? Who quotes him? You know who quotes him the most? The Magen Avraham. How does he quote him? Every time. It's a backhanded compliment. Because every time the Magen Avraham quotes the Oilas Shabbos or the Oilas Tamid, he says, V'loy dach. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what's going on. He made a mistake. He was mistaken. He didn't even need to tell you. There's a double. There's obviously the Magen Avraham arguably put him out of business. But at the same time, it's such a compliment because he didn't even tell you what he says. Because everyone, if you learn Shulchan Aruch, you knew what the Eilas Talmud says. You knew what the Eilas Shabbos says. There was no other Mefarshim. He was one of the first. So the Magen Avraham then makes it onto the page thanks to, what was his name? Shapsi something. That printer. Shapsi something. Okay. We'll try to get back to you on the printer. And he made it onto the page. That's that. Okay, where else did that leave us? Correct. Correct. No, so then you get to the, like...
It must have been popular before.
For sure. So there are so many popular Sfarim. That's the problem. That's where this memra of everything needs siyata d'shmaya, afilu heichel, afilu sefer Torah shabbat heichel, needs siyata d'shmaya. Which ones made it? There's so many big Sfarim that didn't make it. And they're not widespread. And they were arguably the biggest around. Bigger than the ones that made it. I'm saying it's a very hard conversation to have because we can go tits for tat every sefer that made it and say they were greater than Rabbi Yaakov Ornstein, the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Shaul Meshev of Shaul Nathanson. He was the biggest gadol. How many people learn Shaul Meshev? Very few. How many people know about Shaul Meshev? Very few. Had Yeshuas Yaakov was one of the biggest gadolim of his generation, hands down. Nobody learns this far. Why? It's a very hard thing to know. It's a very hard thing to answer. But I will tell you, this is where the Chassidus Shemaisa go down. I'll tell you one Chassidus Shemaisa and one yeshivish. This is quite yeshivish. I'm telling you, this is arguably one of the most yeshivish things I've ever read. And I like to think I've read yeshivish things. So the Chassidus Shemaisa goes that the Apter of the Oy Yisrael, who was one of the biggest Chassidus Rebbes of his day. Of course. He was a Talmud of Rebbe the Noam Elimelech, which puts him at, I don't remember his last name. I'm still brushing up. No. Today's Alexander was the biggest Hasidus in the world. It's distinct. Gare was not so big. It's one of the largest. Today's, it's very hard to work from today backwards. Exactly, right? Halberstam, the Halberstams are really Sansers. Ba, Chicha, Bemirma, Velakach, Rechasi. There's a lot of good quips and witty stuff. So I wanted to share with you two stories, yeah? Number one, the Apter of one instead, b'shem his Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, that the Mefarshe Shulchan Aruch, it's the Noam Elimelech talking, the Mefarshe Shulchan Aruch, from the Shulchan Aruch until the Magen Avraham, the Ad Bichlal, they all had Nevuah. The cutoff being right, exactly. I can't contest. This was, who's talking? Noam Elimelech. I'll show you multiple. Okay. I'll double check the story. Yeah? Definitely Magen Avraham's the cutoff, okay? He made it. He made it. The Magen Avraham was from the Gedolei Olam. All the rebbes loved learning Magen Avraham. They used to give shiurim in Magen Avraham. They were Magen Avraham chaburas. One last story.
What?
Right. So that's a tricky proof. Like we've mentioned, it's a tricky proof. He's on the page. So you definitely have Siyata Dishmaya. Just who were the shluchim for that Siyata Dishmaya to manifest? Fine. And one last story. This is, if you guys want to have like your most yeshivish piece of knowledge that you have, there's a certain sefer called Erchas Rabbeinu. Erchas Rabbeinu has never been disputed on its validity. Erchas Rabbeinu is a 5-volume set, a yid from Bnei Brak who used to hang around the disciples' house all day. And he wrote a story book about everything he saw and witnessed and heard from the stipler. And the Chaznish. Well, it was his brother-in-law. So he goes and he says, I've always heard the first part, never heard the last part, that Reb Chaim Kanievsky told me that the Chazanish said that the Pisachei Tshuva is the Pesach Achron. Store that away. Whenever you learn your Idea, Pisachei Tshuva, Pesach Achron, the last stop on the train. I've always heard this line, okay? Then it keeps going as follows. Oid Amar Li Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita B'Shem Mor Nechazanish. Shehamagen Avram, who gadol hamifarshim, mikol mifarshei hadalid chelkei hashulchan aruch kagoyin hataz chelkas mechoykeik vehabeis shmuo. So I have no idea what to do with this statement. Well, he didn't even make it to them being mentioned, right? So again, what in the world does this mean?
And what are you supposed to do with that?
What are you supposed to do with that, right? Again, that's why I'll tell you, this is one of the most yeshivish pieces you'll ever see in your life. Because it doesn't really do much for you. But I'll tell you this much, they don't say this about every one of the Mefarshim. And that was the Magen Avraham, Rav Avraham Abeli Gumbiner, who was definitely from the Gedolei Hador, exposed by the Shach, and definitely made his mark. He was very mekatzer. That's why he has so many pirushim explaining him. And that's why when you get to, this is the last part of the class, when you get to, you have to know what's going on this page. The Taz, the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has arguably 4 to 5 pirushim just coming to explain every word he said. Obviously, we know the Prima Gadim, Eishel Avram, is coming to explain the Magen Avraham. The Machzis HaShekel is a full sefer just to explain the Magen Avraham. The Levushei Srad is also coming to explain the Magen Avraham. The Yad Ephraim very often is coming to explain, with his finger, the Yad Ephraim is coming to explain the Magen Avraham. That was the Magen Avraham, who definitely had his imprint on Klal Yisrael Ad Hayom Hazeh. And until next week.